Hi everyone, welcome to the College Exploration Spotlight Series. My name is Victoria and I work for the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. Each episode, we're going to be interviewing current or recently graduated students at a variety of schools for teens to learn more about colleges before applying. Finding the right school to fit your wants and needs can be hard, but the library is here to help. Let's have some fun and explore these schools together. All opinions expressed by interviewees are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Charlotte Mecklenburg Library or its affiliates. Their opinions are based upon their experiences and information in which they consider to be reliable. Today I'm talking with Alex. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Of course.
So for everyone listening, what school do you attend and where is it located?
So I attend Furman University, which is a small private liberal arts school in Greenville, South Carolina.
So for anyone who may never have been to Greenville, South Carolina before, can you talk about what that area is like?
Sure. So Greenville is actually one of the United States' fastest growing cities. So with that, it's a great city for young families, for college students, for retired folks. You have a lot of different diversity age-wise in the city. And there's also so many up-and-coming things happening in Greenville. So it's a really great time to move there, kind of invest in a life in Greenville. So it's nice because Furman is its own little bubble, but you can get in a car and drive 10 minutes downtown and you're right in the heart of the city. So that's really awesome.
That is great. So let's talk a little bit about campus. What size campus is it? Would you say it's easy to navigate? How far would it typically take you to get to class? You know, what's the parking situation there?
Yeah, so our campus is about 2,800 undergraduates, but with that, the campus is 800 acres. So it's a pretty big campus given the size of the student body. And it's located, again, beautiful, right in the middle of the upstate of South Carolina. So if you're looking out over campus, you see the beautiful mountains, and it's definitely a walking campus. Seniors have the ability to drive to classes, but even then they're phasing it out. It's a very easy walk. I think the farthest walk is like 25 minutes from one end of campus to another. And the residence life and like other dorms and apartments are located right central to the academic building. So it's never more than a 10 or 15 minute walk to get to class. Some students will bike, and we do have a shuttle that runs on a route. So they'll pick students up at designated locations. So that is an option if it's raining, but most people will walk or bike to class.
That's really cool. So only seniors can drive to school?
Right. But you can have your car on campus all 4 years.
Okay, that's cool. All right, so I'm assuming that you either did or do live on campus right now?
Yes, so Furman is 4 years residential, so you have to live on campus all 4 years.
Okay, that's unique. I haven't heard that yet. So because that's what they require, what are the dorm situations like? Would you say that there are a variety of types of dorms? Are, you know, they really nice because everyone's required?
So freshman year, you'll live in South Housing, which is a collection of five different dorms on one side of campus. And when you're a freshman, you will have to have a random roommate, which I kind of like because I think it forces people to like make friends that they might not have made before if they like met a roommate on Facebook or something like that. So I actually really appreciated that, even though that's definitely nervous thinking about having a random roommate. But I really liked it. I actually met my best friends on my hall. They're still my best friends 2 years later, so that's cool. That's and awesome. Then sophomore year, you can live, well, you have to live in Lakeside or Clark Murphy Housing Complex is what we call it now. And when you're a sophomore, you have the option to live on a Greek life hall with your pledge class, with your fraternity or sorority. And then once you're a junior or senior, then you live on the on-campus apartments. And each apartment has four people, has a kitchen, a common space. Everyone has their own room, and it's two bathrooms. So you kind of have that sense of independence while still living on campus.
That's really nice. I mean, that is definitely like an evolution to what it's like to start college and then, you know, work your way out. And there's something very interesting about requiring everyone to live on campus all 4 years. That's not typical, but it doesn't make it a bad thing. It just makes it like super unique.
It's kind of nice because I don't have to worry about finding a lease off campus or commuting to campus every day. So I think it's actually a huge blessing that a lot of people overlook.
Yeah, I commuted to campus. I never lived on campus when I went to school. And I can honestly say that that particular factor can be really daunting. So I can see how that having to live on campus all 4 years would definitely be more of a plus than people would initially think that it would be.
For sure.
So, because you are required to live on campus all 4 years, what is the food like? Because I know that you've definitely been immersed in the food there.
Right. So, junior year, it's definitely been nice to be able to cook in my apartment just because quarantine kind of got me on a weird eating schedule. So, I'll make like a late dinner or an early lunch. My roommates now go to Trader Joe's and stock up for the week. So that's been definitely nice to have that freedom, but at the same time, you are required to have a meal plan all 4 years. So, it's definitely a healthy balance of using your meal plan and also being able to cook. Furman has different dining options, obviously. So they have the dining hall, which we call the DH, and there's lots of different options in the DH that are really cool. So if you're vegan or gluten free or vegetarian, there's always great options for people who choose to eat like that. I honestly love eating vegan in the dining hall, even though I'm not a vegan. But things have obviously looked a little bit different because of COVID, but they've done a really good job trying to kind of maintain some sort of normalcy for us. And if you're not feeling the DH, salad bar, sandwiches, pizza, pasta, they have a home style station, they have a hibachi Mongolian grill situation. Then you can go to the other options on campus. We have the library cafe where they have bagels and pastries and coffee. We have an on-campus Barnes and Noble, which is kind of like the Starbucks on campus. We also have the Paladin, which is called the Piedin, and there's a Chick-fil-A, a Moe's, a Crepe Place, and a sushi place. And then we have the Paddock, which is Furman's on-campus restaurant, which is really great. They have the best chicken tenders actually ever. Like, I think about them all the time. And then we also have Bread and Bowl, which is kind of like a Panera bread if I had to compare it to something. So there's definitely lots of options, especially because we have to have a meal plan all 4 years. So it makes it pretty easy to use that. It's definitely not like we dread eating here at Furman.
Yeah, and I'm a little bit jealous right now because you're not the first person to tell me that you have an on-campus restaurant, and I want to know why my school didn't have that and why this is not a more typical thing,
It's
because
so good.
that's so awesome to have that. Like, because sometimes you might not have a car because you do live on campus and your parents were like, well, you live there, so why do you need
Right.
one? So you would be like, well, I don't get to have that experience. And but you can. And there's, I don't know, I just think it's really cool that that's an option.
And it's not your own money, like it's your meal points. So you don't have to like spend out of pocket cash, which is a college student's biggest nightmare.
Oh, for sure. And I honestly, you're not also not the first person to tell me that you enjoy the vegan options, even though you don't typically eat vegan, which I think says a lot for vegan food in general, just as an
Right?
outside commentary, but also the variety of food that's on campus, that if that's something you typically wouldn't eat, but you're enjoying it, that means the quality of food is really good too.
Yeah, it's definitely nice.
All right, so let's switch gears a little bit. Can you tell me about your best faculty experience?
Yeah, so one thing that I loved about Furman was how the students there weren't just numbers. They were names in the classroom. They had meaningful professor engagements. Their professors would write them rec letters and they would have them over for coffee and family dinners. I think that my best faculty experience would probably be my freshman year. I was placed into a class that was called Medicine and Morality, which is nothing anywhere remote centered to like what I was thinking about career-wise. So I kind of saw that on my schedule and I was like, man, like this is going to be a hard class. And I got in there and the professor scared me the first day. But she ended up being one of my biggest mentors and confidants and role models. She took me under her wing freshman year when I was processing the adjustment to college and navigating homesickness and being 500 miles away from home was hard for me. And she would have me in her office once a week and we'd have coffee and catch up. And she'd let me vent and I'd cry and she'd tell me it was going to be okay. And then I'll see her in the dining hall and she'll come up and give me a hug and we'll email back and forth. And I just have a lot of respect for her and I know that she has my back. And that's something that's really special at a school like Furman because I think a lot of times at other schools that I was looking at, it seemed like in a classroom setting, it wasn't really important who you were. It was more just you were a number, a placeholder. And at Furman, I've never felt that way. And Furman students care about the faculty members, and the faculty members care about us right back. So that's something that's really special.
I love that. And the minute you were talking about it, I just had this immediate like visual to Elle Woods and her law professor and how at first she's scared and then all of a sudden like they bonded in the end, like she was a mentor and everything. So,
Right.
excuse my visual, but I just got the idea that that's such a wonderful opportunity that, something that you may never have taken and you were a little bit afraid in the end, that bond can still be there, and that that person can definitely be a support system for you, which I think is great.
Even though I'm not in her major, too, she still cares about me, which is really special.
Yeah, and I mean that's something to say about a school that might be considerably smaller compared to some universities, that you have that dynamic that the professor has the ability, even outside of your like out of like the major, that she has the time and ability to focus on you still. Because that can't be said for every university, and it doesn't always mean it's a bad thing. It just means that they have so
Right.
many students within their own degree program, so the balance can be harder.
Exactly.
So I know it's probably funky right now, but what is campus life like?
So that's a good question. Furman students are very involved. You talk to any Furman student, and I guarantee you they'll be passionate about a club or an organization or research or some kind of Greek life. Like we are all very passionate about what we choose to involve ourselves in. And I think that Furman really is a great campus to be involved because there's a club for anyone. And if you want to like invent your own club, you can do that. So there's a lot of avenues for students to get involved with, which is really great. Campus life wise, Furman students are also really academically driven. So I think, when you look on college tours, that might not be the first thing that you see is like, oh, the students are really driven. But Friday night in the library, you'll see a lot of students all day Saturday, all day Sunday. But I think that it goes similarly to a work hard, play hard situation where Furman students, again, will go so hard for their organizations and homecomings this next week. And I know a lot of my friends are spending a lot of time with their TikTok challenge and decorating the homecoming floats, but they're also making sure that their academics are coming first. So, definitely an involved campus community, but also I think that Furman students help, each other be the best versions of themselves, where it's like a comfortable yet challenging environment. So I think that while I do feel comfortable at Furman, I also feel pushed to be the best version of myself by my peers, which is a really great feeling.
That is really cool. I love that. I love that there's like a kind of a campus like atmosphere and like mindset around the work hard, play hard thing, because I think sometimes that can be off balance
For
for
sure.
each individual student, and that I can kind of offset anything. But when the whole kind of campus follows something, it makes it easier for you to, maintain and go along as well.
Right.
So do you guys have a TikTok challenge for homecoming?
We do. This year, normally each organization will do like a skit, and it's a lot of fun and everyone goes out to support, but obviously with coronavirus, they don't want to have us gathering in like a small space with a lot of students. So this year it's a TikTok challenge and the theme is F you all the time, which is Furman University, obviously.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like whatever the students want to do just to show school spirit. So I'm super excited to see what people come up with.
Absolutely. I'm gonna have to check this out. Is there a hashtag to look at it?
Yes, it's F you all the time 2020
Okay,
on
I'm gonna
TikTok.
I'll have to look for it.
Yeah.
All right, so what is your major? Do you have any minors? Can you talk about the curriculum a little bit? And then I know some programs have special requirements associated with them that you
Right.
have to complete before you graduate. And then sometimes the school does as well. So could you talk a little bit about that?
Sure. So I came into Furman actually as a vocal performance major, and I realized that that was just not my life path because while I think singing is definitely a huge passion of mine, I don't think it's a career for me. So I kind of realized that my freshman year. So I spent my first semester at Furman in all music classes. So that was definitely a little bit different than the typical freshman experience. A lot of freshmen will spend their first year at college, first year, almost 2 years taking general education requirements, which is again part of the Furman liberal arts education approach, which I have really appreciated because it allows students to kind of dip their toes in the water in all different kind of major categories. So, for example, my freshman year, after I dropped the music major, I was in an ethics class and I was in a biology class and a French class and a history class. So I was kind of exposed to these different departments on campus that was ultimately going to like help me pick what my major would be. So after taking these different classes, I decided to be a communications major, communication studies major on the rhetoric and advocacy track. So that has been a great change of pace for me. I think it's really what I was meant to do. And each major obviously has different requirements. I know that internships are required or research opportunities are required. In most of the majors, I know for communications, I'll have to have an internship, but my roommate, who is a psychology major, 100% of the psychology majors at Furman are required to participate in research. So that's something that she's looking at as well. And I think the biggest requirement that Furman students need to graduate is just the general education requirements. We all have a list of things that we need to complete before we graduate. So I'm one GER away from completing that list. I have to take chemistry next semester, which should be really interesting because I'm not a huge science person. But other than that, each major is very different. But I know for communications, I just have to have an internship and complete the classes within my major.
So that's really cool. So you said it's communications with like a focus in rhetoric and advocacy.
Yes. So they,
So like what are the classes like for that?
right. So they actually just introduced a communications track like option. So you're either a communication studies major on the rhetoric track or on the media studies track.
Okay.
So on the media studies, it'll be like analyzing films, communication ethics, I think is one of them. You'll have your digital storytelling, which is a requirement for the entire major. But you'll also have social media strategies, things like that. And for the rhetoric track, I have taken political communication. I'm in that right now. Rhetorical strategies, speech writing, analyzing great other speeches, things like that. So they're pretty similar when you look at it. But there's slight differences. So I'm not completely sold on one track or the other, but because I'm still taking like media classes, even though I'm on the rhetoric track, if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. I just found that really interesting. I took some communications classes. I have my bachelor's in English and they were requirements, but I just think that's such an interesting aspect to have like the rhetoric and advocacy and then also the media, because while they're going to overlap in so many
Right.
ways, it's just such an interesting like kind of like track to follow. I think that's really fascinating.
Yeah.
So were there any specific factors that led you to choose Furman over any of the other schools that you might have applied to?
So as I mentioned, I definitely just got that feeling, the one that you like stand on the middle of campus and you just kind of like feel like the warmth in your chest and you're like, okay, like I know this is it. So I had that feeling for sure. But besides that emotional response, I think the high impact engaged learning options that Furman provides, whether that's internships, study away, research opportunities, that faculty student relationship, that all kind of led me towards Furman. Also, as I mentioned, Greenville's a wonderful city and Furman's campus is just stunning. I don't know how you couldn't fall in love with it, but I was adamant about getting out of Orlando, Florida. So I know that Furman was definitely the right choice for me and it's given me a lot and I'm really, really thankful for that.
That's awesome. All right, so my very last question for you. What do you wish you had known that an incoming or prospective student can benefit from?
So I have a couple of things, but the first is to use your resources, especially with coronavirus right now. Things are really, really weird, but I promise you that those college counselors at schools and in the admissions office at colleges, they want to help you. So find whoever your counselor might be. You can definitely find that on the school's website and you can reach out to them and ask them any question or set up a phone call because that's literally their job. They're there to help you find that right fit for you. And my college counselor or my co admissions counselor at Furman was super, super helpful to me when I was deciding what school to attend. And he was actually a big factor in why I chose Furman because he made me feel special and wanted and appreciated. But definitely use the resources now more than ever. Like look into virtual tours, look into virtual student panels, listen to podcasts like this one. There's lots of different ways that you can engage yourself in the college process and show that demonstrated interest to schools. Also, with that, trust the process. Know that you're going to pick a school that's right for you. And at the end of the day, a transition to college definitely has its ups and downs, but ultimately, everything is going to work out, even if it doesn't feel like it's going to right now.
Yeah, that's I like that advice. There's a lot of things out there to help you make your decision, and in the end you kind of have to trust your gut and the process and know that everything is going to figure itself out, because I've heard a lot of people say that like they knew when they walked on campus, and sometimes people are like, "Well, I don't get to do that right now because of
Right.
COVID or whatever else." But But just know that if, like, as you do the exploration, if you are doing a virtual tour and you're like, I can't even see myself even virtually, then that's probably not the place for you. And just know
Exactly.
that you'll know as you look through it for sure.
And if
And
you
there's always
stalk
the
their
option to
website,
trans.
oh, sorry.
No, you're fine. I just think there's always the option to transfer as
I
well.
was
Like,
about to
there's
say that
always an
too.
option.
There's always that's like worst case scenario, and that's not even that bad of a situation. I have so many close friends that from home that decided that their colleges weren't their right fit, but they learned a lot and now they're really happy somewhere else.
Yeah, I can say that I transferred, and it was one of those things that I enjoyed my time on the campus that I was at, but I knew it wasn't the right fit. And then I transferred, and it was the perfect place for me. It just
Right.
happens that way. You never know, and you evolve as a person.
Of
So if the
course.
first 2 years it works, and then the second 2 years you're like, I'm not feeling it anymore, that's okay. It really is.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. It's been great to learn more about Furman, and I wish you the best of luck on the rest of your year.
Thank you so much.
The library wants to be able to help teens on their journey as best we can. So for more information about college and career connections, please visit Charlotte Mecklenburg Library's website, cmlibrary.org/teens, and also check out the Career Exploration Spotlight podcast series. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. If you loved what you just heard or know someone who would, please share it. Take a screenshot of the episode and share it on social media, and don't forget to tag us. Last but not least, if you want to lend your personal support to what we're doing, leave a review on your podcast provider. Tune in every other week for a new episode of the College Exploration Spotlight series, and we'll see you then.